Christians fear violence in Lebanon may spread. Believers encourage G8 leaders to remember their promises, and an anti-conversion bill is expected in another Indian state. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Clashes between Lebanese troops and Islamic militants are spreading from the north. A bomb blast this week in the country's south fed fears civil war is inevitable. Sat7's David Harder says some of the apprehension stems from the fact that this latest blast occurred in a Christian neighborhood.
Certainly seems that it is targeting Christians. It may be a political motivation. There are many different groups, many factions within the country that some groups would have an interest in drawing into fighting for whatever reason.
The blast rattled the nerves of staff, but it won't stop them from presenting the hope of Christ via satellite television. Harder says their programs are a source of comfort because
our staff are able to really be part of the fabric of society within the Middle East and show that, yes, Christians undergo difficult times, but yet at the same time they have hope in Christ, and there are many principles in the Bible that can help during these difficult times.
Next, more than 1,000 people were injured in protests prior to the G8 summit that began today. However, most of the demonstrators were peaceful. Christians were among them, reminding G8 leaders of their commitment to the poor and the promises they made to have extreme poverty by 2015. World Evangelical Alliance's Jeff Tunnicliffe says progress is mixed.
We're significantly behind in some parts of the world in meeting those goals. Some places we've made some progress. But also to say to them, it's not just up to government, but the Christian community around the world is also committed to reflecting the heart of Jesus to the poor and deepening our commitment to the poor.
Tunnicliffe says for Christians, it's not just about meeting physical needs.
It's living out the words of Jesus. It's bringing word and deed together. It's our speaking of Scripture and the opportunity to share about the transforming work of Christ in our lives that is lived out by making the difference in the lives of those who are in great need.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Hindu Nationalist Party of India is trying to enact an anti-conversion bill in the northern state of Uttarakhand. That brings to 8 the number of states in the country who either have such a law on the books or have a proposal circulating in the Legislative Assembly. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says they do have a severe effect, but
in spite of these laws being passed, people are giving their life to Christ. Jesus said, I will build my church. And they've paid the price with their lives, and the church continued to grow.
How will this new law affect them? Yohannan says, if the law in Himachal Pradesh is any example, their missionaries are in for a rough time.
Ever since they passed that law, we had had more difficulties and more persecution. We are praying that no matter what, the gospel will go forth, and we must continue to share the love of Christ with these people, no matter where they are.
And summer is camping season for many countries around the world. It's no different in Japan, says Ron Hardy, SEND International's Director of Student Mobilization. That's why SEND is sending 5 college students to Japan to counsel and help with the summer camping season. He says even Christian camps are a huge draw.
Some of them will go because there's American students there that go to meet the Americans and to learn English. The ocean is there, and so they know they get to go to the ocean every day, and they'll put up with the Christianity.
Hardy says camp is an evangelism tool for Christian students.
Christian high school kids bring their friends to camp for the purpose of seeing them put their trust in Christ. At night, after the meeting's over, they don't just run out and play games. The Christian students immediately turn to their non-Christian friends and begin to share Christ.
Pray that hearts will be ready to hear the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.